Yes, indeed. Welcome back to Dundalk Lions at your service. I'm here with Rory McDonald. Is that right, Rory?
Oh, that's it, yep.
And Rory, you're principal of Skolmurig an Smáil in Kilsarn. What actually does it Skolmurig an Smáil mean in us Béla?
Well, Skolmurig an Smáil would have been a name given to a lot of schools. I think at some stage in the past, my belief would be it's Mary Immaculate, like Mary Immaculate College down in Limerick, teacher training college. So there'd be a lot of them around County Louth. We'd also be known as Kilsarn National School or Skol na Siúnta Kilsarán. So every school in Ireland has about at least three names.
Yeah, there's a lot of Skolmurig an Smáil around the place. I looked
plenty
it up
of them,
today.
Yes.
And what kind of hinterland do you actually cover? I mean, do you just cover Castle Bellingham or all that area?
We've Castle Bellingham and Kilsarn, so the villages there. And because we have the special classes, we're mid Louth, so we'd have children coming from Dundalk, Drogheda, Ardee, all over.
Okay, and were you teaching in Kilsarn, and then you became principal, or were you?
No, I took a roundabout route. I was
living from Dublin anyway, right?
I'm from Dublin.
I'm a happy man.
From Dublin, married a woman from Navan. Fell for a house and a place in Cooley, so we moved there. I used to work when the country did have money. I was an advisor with the Department of Education on how teachers should teach, and it was Gaeilge that I was involved in. And then when I settled down a bit more, I moved in as an outsider, as a principal in Kilsarn.
Yeah, and it's a busy school, I presume. I mean, schools this time of year are always busy, I know that for a fact, but it's a busy place now at the moment.
Well, Kilsarn would be particularly busy. We'd have 200 children. We have our mainstream classes, and we also have special classes, of which we have four. The idea with education, which I love about Kilsarn, and which attracted me to applying for a job there, is I believe we're totally inclusive, because we have children in the severe to profound intellectually disability range, right up to the brightest child you could possibly get. So we would have the brightest 1%. And we would have ones who would be challenged intellectually, but it's amazing. Put them all together and children are children.
Children are children at the end of the day.
Exactly, yeah.
And they'll be all treated equally.
Indeed.
Yeah, and your school ethos, I presume, is to address the pupil's spiritual, social, moral and cultural values throughout their personal and social development. Would that be right?
Yes, and a lot of primary schools would have a similar ethos. I think ours, because we are so inclusive, it's one thing that makes me very proud of the school. Not that I have anything to do with it, but I'm proud to be a leader there. But to see children who are in the mainstream classes and how they, say, develop morally, spiritually and as people is unbelievable. I'd always nearly refer back to the proclamation where we'll cherish all of the children of the nation equally. And I think at a local level, hand on heart, I could say that happens with us.
Well, that's a great ethos to have, and you know, because children need, nowadays they need every bit of encouragement that you can give them, you know. So, but what kind of numbers? You said you have about 200 students.
We have 200. We would have 20 children with special needs in our special classes. We would have 175 to 180 in mainstream. And some of the children mainstream would have started off in our special classes.
And moved on.
And they move with support.
Right.
We'll actually have two in sixth class this year who'll be going on to second level.
Very good. And but you don't really call them in autism classes like in other schools. You call them special centres, is that it? Or?
Well, the funny thing about it, the classes were set up, I think, around 2003, 2004. And was a parent in Drogheda who had a child who had a severe intellectual disability. And he didn't want to send his child to a special school. Now, he had nothing against special schools, but he wanted his child, I suppose, as a parent, to have that idea that your child has special needs, but he wanted some sort of normality in his life. So he went searching high and low to see what school would take his child, and he asked inspectors to come on board. And I know an inspector did visit our school and asked, was the school willing to open a class? And they were. And for a lot of children, like we are Kilsarn National School or Skolmurig an Smáil. And I think a lot of the parents of children with special needs love that about us.
It's not different.
It's not different. Yeah, we've the same uniform. Everyone wears the same. We don't advertise the fact. A lot of people wouldn't know. They'd say, oh, we didn't know about that, you know, that you had special classes there. But that's what attracts, I think, people to it.
And you have a thing called July provision. Just tell me about that. I got just word of that today. So,
oh, yeah.
What is that?
Well, July provision is a provision that has been provided by the government where children with special needs are entitled to education throughout the month of July. Now, that can be a mixture of home tuition or in-school tuition. With us, we would run 2 weeks of July provision in school. So I suppose it's great for some families where they know, well, their children are minded for an extra 2 weeks. It's sort of, we keep to the school routine, sort of, but we break away
with sweets
from it
thrown
as well.
In.
Well, yeah, a certain amount of sweets thrown in, and that's just for the staff. But we'd have that, and then the parents know, well, my child is minded, because a lot of our children would travel by bus. They may be gone at 8 o'clock in the morning. They mightn't be home till 4 o'clock in the evening. While if you go with the home tuition model, the children are only entitled to 10 hours of home tuition per week.
Yeah.
So what they get with us is about 35 hours per week.
That's
so there's a huge difference.
Would many schools run that type of project?
A lot of schools that, well, schools that have special classes can do it. Special schools can also do it. Unfortunately, the government did change the goalposts on this a couple of years back, where the likes of other schools would have had it and would have had a great tradition of running it. And then the goalposts were moved where pupils were told that you may attend the school, if your school runs it,
yeah,
you may attend it. So there was sort of, there was a choice in whether to run it or not, but in a matter of fact, there wasn't much of a choice because you had parents asking,
please run
will
it.
You run it? Yeah, so we ran
and it. And it's worked. It's been a success, of course.
It's been great. It's actually been a great way for newly qualified teachers to get work and get experience.
Of that
and
area.
Yeah, because a lot of people, you know, you don't want, they don't want to give up so much their holidays. So I'd always have vacancies at that time.
And teacher trainers would come in.
Newly qualified teachers would come in.
People from colleges and so on.
Exactly. And they get 2 weeks and something like that on their CV where they have been thrown in at the deep end, guided,
guided by qualified personnel.
Yes, and guided in the whole thing. But they get it. Because if you're studying special needs in college, you know, you might have a few lectures in it here and there. You might go observing, but there's nothing like learning on the job.
Okay.
You know.
By the way, I assume date of inspection on the 13th of February 2014, you had a whole school evaluation from the department. Was that a stressful time for you?
Well, we just put it this way. That was the 13th of February. On the 12th of February, I had black hair. Was it stressful? Not at all, no.
Well, actually, that's available on the internet because all these school homes, they're all available now on the internet. So I just thought I'd ask that question.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was now you threw a curveball there.
It's coming up on a lot of schools. I mean, I know a certain amount of schools coming up. And anyway,
If you read through it, it's actually very positive.
It is very positive. Yeah. I actually read that tonight. Money, as you know, is always a problem, isn't it? I mean, and the lack of money in schools. So you have a parents' association as well, which is is it a parents' council or parents' association?
We have a parents' association.
And are they involved with fundraising, I presume, in liaison with you and so on?
They would get involved in a number of things. Like, they would look after, say, things like art and crafts, because, say, the start of the year, parents have bills for everything. One of the things normally is art and crafts. So the parents' association in our school look after art and crafts for all the children in the school, which is a great help to all the families, you know? So that's one of the things they would do. They'd also be looking after things like swimming, because swimming is sort of an extra cost. And we're not.
Do you
in
go
the
to John of God's place in where do you take the
No, we'd bring him in here.
You bring him
into town,
All right, okay. And Tig, as you know Ty, Lion Tig here, he's alongside us, and he knows you because he went down and he presented from the Lions Club. He presented you, I think, with an iPad. How many iPads, Tig? Can you remember?
Was it five or six?
We've had at least five or six, but as well as that, which helped with the iPads, was you were giving us a monthly donation, which went towards buying the iTunes cards. Well, iPads are great, but it's what you put on the iPads and how you use the iPads. And even the way that that worked, that for every month, for 6 months, we were getting X amount, teachers were trying stuff out, and they heard about new apps all the time. Mm. Now, talk about me and apps, you're talking to the wrong person. But they were able to try things out, buy it, spread it around all the iPads, upload it onto all of them, and we saw which was most beneficial to the kids, because they're all different, but some are actually brilliant.
I know, actually, I've just from experience, I just asked a few teachers, and they absolutely are brilliant, because they bring the kids on, you know, really in a big way. We don't have much time left, Rory, I'm sorry about this, but I see in January that you're all going to be all dressed up in black ties and all that. Is that right? I can see from the website and the parents, you probably don't know about this.
Well, I believe so. I believe I'll have to go out and get myself a black suit and a dicky bow and all that.
Your good
rest.
Wife could be already shopping.
Oh, well, now, my good wife, there's no doubt that she'll look well on the night anyway, as you know yourself, John.
And
but, yes, we're going to have a black tie ball in Bellingham Castle. And it's great. Bellingham Castle have been very generous to us, and they've given us the place for a night at a very good rate, let us say. And we're hoping it'll be a great fundraiser for us all on that night.
Okay. And one last thing, right? If somebody has a load of money around Kilsarden or that area and they want to contact you, do you have a website and so on that they can donate and just come in with a wad of money and say, right, Rory, that's for your school?
Well, anyone
have a website address?
We do, and that would just be if anyone Googles Kilsarden School,
they'll
find us.
Right.
Could I thank the Lions Club for all they've done? Because the way it worked, some people will say, I think the way it worked with us with the Lions Club was great, because we got an iPad, we got used to it. We got another iPad, we got used to it. We weren't loaded with things, everyone saying, oh, this is brilliant technology, what do we do with it then? We learnt and we added as we went along, and I think that was a great model of how things can work. And I'd like to thank you for that.
Well, our motto is we serve, and I think that's going to a good cause as well. Rory, so thank you for coming in tonight and tell us all about Skull Merrick and Small in Kilsarden. So thanks a lot for joining us.
Grant, Gormila Maggots.